Understand Bach's life, work, music, and legacy. Then practice explaining why careful structure can create deep emotion in clear B1, B2 English. When you hear the name Bach, what kind of music do you imagine? Do you usually enjoy music that feels simple immediately, or music that becomes deeper after repeated listening? Can discipline and daily work be as important as inspiration for great art? Have you ever heard music in a church, concert hall, or old building that changed the feeling of the place? Johann Sebastian Bach was born in Eisenach, Germany, in 1685 and died in Leipzig in 1750. Today, he is seen as one of the greatest composers in Western music history, especially as a master of the Baroque period. But Bach was not a modern-style celebrity. During his life, he was known more as an excellent organist, keyboard player, teacher, and church musician. He worked for churches, courts, and town institutions. His job was not only to be creative. He had to compose, teach, rehearse musicians, play the organ, and prepare music for religious services. This makes Bach very interesting. His greatest music did not come from a glamorous life. It came from discipline, daily work, faith, family responsibility, and deep musical intelligence. Bach was born into a large family of musicians. His father, Johann Ambrosius Bach, was a town musician, and many relatives in the Bach family also worked as musicians. For Bach, music was not just a hobby. It was almost the family language. His childhood was also difficult. His mother died in 1694, and his father died in 1695. After that, Bach lived with his older brother, Johann Christoph, who was also an organist. This helped Bach continue his musical education, but it also meant he had to grow up quickly. This early life helps us understand Bach's seriousness. His music often feels strong, ordered, and deeply responsible. It does not feel careless. It feels like music made by someone who understood both beauty and hardship. Much of Bach's music was written for the church. In Bach's time, church music was not just background music. It helped people pray, understand religious stories, and feel part of a larger spiritual world. Bach wrote many cantatas, which are musical works for singers and instruments. In Leipzig, where he worked from 1723 until his death, he had major responsibilities connected to church music and education. He became Thomaskantor, which meant he was responsible for music at important Leipzig churches and for teaching at the St. Thomas School. For Bach, music was connected to faith, order, and meaning. Even when the music is technically complex, it often feels like it is reaching towards something higher. Bach worked in several important places. In Weimar, he worked as an organist and later became concertmaster. This period was important for his organ music and church cantatas. In Cothen, he worked for a prince. And because the court was not focused on church music in the same way, Bach wrote more instrumental music. The Brandenburg Concertos are connected with this wider world of court and instrumental music. Then, in Leipzig, Bach spent the last 27 years of his life. This was one of his most important periods. He wrote church cantatas, passions, keyboard works, and large religious pieces. His life there was busy and demanding, but it produced some of his greatest music. So Bach was not only a composer sitting alone, he was a professional musician inside real institutions. His music came from deadlines, duties, and practical needs. One of the most important words for Bach is structure. His music is often compared to architecture. In a beautiful building, every wall, window, and column has a place. In Bach's music, every musical line feels carefully placed. Bach often used counterpoint. This means two or more melodies move at the same time, but they still fit together. It is like several people speaking different sentences, but somehow creating one beautiful conversation. This is why Bach can feel difficult at first. The listener may not catch everything immediately, but after repeated listening, the music becomes richer. You start to hear hidden patterns, balance, and movement. Bach was famous as an organist. The organ was one of the most powerful instruments of his world. It could fill a church with sound, from a quiet prayer-like tone to a huge wave of music. His organ music can feel grand, serious, and sometimes mysterious. Famous pieces such as Toccata and Fugue in D minor are often connected with dramatic images in modern culture, even though people may not know the full background. The organ also fits Bach's character as a composer. It can create many layers of sound at the same time. That made it perfect for a musician who loved structure, depth, and powerful musical design. Bach married twice. His first wife was Maria Barbara Bach. After she died, he later married Anna Magdalena Wilke, who was also musical. Bach had 20 children in total, though many did not survive to adulthood, which was sadly common at that time. Several of his sons became important musicians. This is important because Bach's home was also a musical world. Music was work, education, family culture, and daily life. We should not imagine Bach only as a lonely genius. He was also a father, teacher, and working musician with many responsibilities. This human side makes his achievement even more impressive. He created deep, complex music while living a very busy life. Bach wrote more than 1,000 works. Some of his most famous works include the Brandenburg Concertos, the Well-Tempered Clavier, the Mass in B minor, and large religious works such as the Street Matthew Passion. Each work shows a different side of Bach. The Brandenburg Concertos show energy and instrumental color. The Well-Tempered Clavier shows Bach's deep knowledge of keyboard music and musical keys. The Mass in B minor shows his religious and musical ambition. The Street Matthew Passion shows drama, faith, sadness, and human emotion. So Bach was not only serious church music. His music can be intellectual, emotional, spiritual, lively, and dramatic. Today, Bach is extremely respected. But after his death, his music became less popular for a time. Musical taste changed. The newer classical style of Mozart and Haydn was lighter, clearer, and more elegant. Compared with that, Bach's music seemed old-fashioned to many listeners. Britannica notes that for about 50 years after Bach's death, much of his music was neglected. Later, musicians and scholars began to bring Bach back into public attention. This is a beautiful part of his story. Some art is not fully understood in its own time. Bach's music had to wait for later generations to hear its depth. Bach still matters because his music has both intelligence and emotion. It is not only beautiful on the surface, it has layers. You can listen once and enjoy the sound, but if you listen many times, you may hear more structure, movement, and feeling. This is similar to wine. At first, you may simply think, "This tastes good." But with more experience, you notice aroma, balance, body, and finish. Bach's music works in a similar way. It rewards attention. If Mozart is like a beautiful conversation, and Beethoven is like a powerful emotional journey, Bach is like a cathedral made of sound. His music is carefully built, full of hidden patterns, and connected to something larger than one person's feelings. What kinds of jobs did Bach do during his life? Bach worked as an organist, keyboard player, teacher, church musician, and composer for churches, courts, and town institutions. Do you think great art usually comes from inspiration, discipline, or both? Why was Bach's family important for his musical life? Bach's family was important because many relatives were musicians, and his brother helped him continue studying music after his parents died. How much do you think family background can shape a person's future? Why was church music important in Bach's time? Church music was important because it helped people pray, follow religious stories, and feel connected to a larger spiritual world. Have you ever heard music that made a place feel more serious, peaceful, or spiritual? Why were Weimar, Cothen, and Leipzig important in Bach's life? They were important because each place shaped a different part of his work, including organ music, instrumental music, church cantatas, passions, and keyboard works. Do you think having a clear job and deadlines can help creativity? What does counterpoint mean? Counterpoint means two or more melodies move at the same time, but they still fit together into one musical whole. Do you like things that are easy immediately, or things that become deeper over time? Why did the organ fit Bach's musical style well? The organ fit Bach's style because it could create powerful sound and many layers at the same time, which matched his love of structure and depth. What kind of place do you imagine when you hear powerful organ music? Why was Bach's home also a musical environment? Bach's home was musical because his wife and several children were connected to music, and music was part of work, education, family culture, and daily life. Do responsibilities usually make creativity harder, or can they sometimes make it stronger? What are some famous works by Bach? Some famous works by Bach include the Brandenburg Concertos, the Well-Tempered Clavier, the Mass in B minor, and the Street Matthew Passion. Which side of Bach sounds most interesting to you? Spiritual, dramatic, intellectual, or lively? Why did Bach's music become less popular after his death? Bach's music became less popular because musical taste changed, and many listeners preferred the lighter, clearer classical style. Can you think of something that became more appreciated many years later? Why can Bach's music become more interesting after repeated listening? Bach's music can become more interesting because repeated listening helps people notice hidden patterns, balance, movement, and feeling. Would you rather listen to Bach in a church, concert hall, cafe, or at home? Speaking practice questions. What part of Bach's life surprised you most? Why do people compare Bach's music to architecture? Do you think Bach's music sounds more intellectual, emotional, or spiritual? Why might his music be difficult for beginners at first? What kind of Bach piece would you like to try first? Organ music, piano music, orchestra music, or church music? Bach's story shows that great art does not always come from fame, comfort, or glamorous freedom. It can also come from service, routine, belief, family duty, and careful attention. Bach worked inside churches, courts, schools, and town institutions, but he used those practical responsibilities to build music with lasting power. His music can feel difficult at first because many things happen at once. But that difficulty is part of its value. Like architecture, Bach's music invites us to look again, listen again, and notice how the parts hold together.